This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, now is this Hillary Swank before or after The Hunt? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast, if you weren't aware, where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Host. Hello.
No one told me. Back.
Do you like the way I was all professional? And then I'm like, boom, co-host.
Yeah, no, you really brought it back. But I was, when I came on the show, I was unaware that this episode was a podcast. I was not ready for that. I am perplexed. I'm having to adjust all my material for this week.
Oh no, did you bring some clips for us to watch of your latest film?
Yeah, you know, definitely showcasing the latest art project that I'm working on, only for specific cinemas in Topeka, Kansas, and only Topeka. They will hate it, and that is right. What I aim for.
Is it okay? Will Topeka hate it because A, it's generally bad, or B, it's aggressively anti-Topeka, Kansas? Whatever your like cinema art is, cinema de art, is it why would Topeka in particular hate it?
I think I go really all in. I don't know who the sport rival of Topeka, Kansas is off the top of my head, but I just go really into that. I'm just like really singing their praises. It's
you're like the dark match before wrestling. Before wrestling, like TV show. Okay, if you've never been to a wrestling TV show, like where the actual event, folks, let me tell you something.
Before the
show starts, they pull out some kind of like bad wrestle man. Okay, he's not particularly popular, but he'll come out and he just insults the fuck out of the crowd. They'll find something local and they'll just start insulting the crowd and saying that your local sports team is dumb or whatever it is, whatever your town likes a lot. That guy will come out and make fun of it. And then some other guy, which will probably not feature on the actual television show, another kind of like C-list wrestler, will come out and beat him up for saying that. And then the crowd gets hyped because you get to watch the guy getting beat up that just made fun of your sports team. And then they start the show. Then they start broadcasting live. And you that's know, called it's called a dark match, which means it's not on TV, but it gets the crowd hyped up. That's what
gotta,
a dark match is.
You got to get that warm up. You got to get that warm up in there. And what better way to warm up the crowd? And then by telling them their team sucks, and then someone beating up the person who says they sucked. So everyone's everyone's
you
happy.
You created a problem, and then you've solved it.
That wrestling, baby!
That's wrestling. That feels like a lot of modern life. Let's be very, very honest. Where did my earphone plug go? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where your audio jack went. Here's a Bluetooth earbud.
Are you saying the Bluetooth earbud is the wrestler who comes out to beat up the person? Like, where's the audio jack? And that's like the solver of the problem. Even though it's not exactly the solution we were looking for, it's enough of one. It's like, at least
it would be better. We would all been fine, right? We would all have been fine if the audio jack stayed on the device. We would have all been fine. We could have lived with that forever. Not a problem. But the fact that they took it away, that makes us angry. And then they give us a solution to it, which is rooting for Fandango, which is the last dark match I seem to remember watching, which was a C-list sort of like Rose-themed wrestler. I don't know.
Yeah, they really brought up WWE brought out Fandango and wanted us to cheer for Fandango. No one was behind Fandango.
Sorry, Fandango.
We were just
it's nothing to do with the movie site. I'm suggesting that AirPods are Fandango. That's what I'm saying. There's a real through line between AirPods and the wrestler Fandango.
And this
gets me back to my original point, which I've completely forgotten about.
Yeah,
which is pretty common, I think, for this show. I don't think you come to the show looking for resolution. I think you come to the show looking for sort of a narrow-minded barreling forward of conversational and increasingly tenuous logical leaps.
Also kind of like wrestling, actually, too.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of. John, are we secretly AirPods?
We might be in some AirPods
right now.
You know what? You have to have two AirPods, one for the left ear, one for the right ear, and they have to fit in that case for recharging the batteries. That's what we are. We're outside of the case. And when we're done with this podcast, you put us back in there and we get recharged for the next one.
Yep. That's kind of how it works, I guess. Hey, John, I'm the host, and I picked out a video for us to watch this week. Did you know that? Did you know I did that?
Yes. Good. I'm glad you did that.
Okay.
Good job.
I was not relying on you, the co-host, whose job it never is to pick the video. I was relying on me, the jobber. I'm the jobber. Another wrestling term that we're not talking about. I'm the host, and I'll pick this video, and I won't tell John what it is. I'll present it to him as a surprise.
Yep, that's true. That's all true.
And we're going to watch it on loop over and over until we just can't take it anymore. And we're going to get this thing going in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, it's a TV show of the 90s variety?
It would have feels to like be from the 90s. If it's not, honestly, I don't know. It might be like 2001 with this
text.
Oh,
man, it could be. That could be any year from the 1991 to 2001 from what I'm seeing right now.
I don't know when this show is from. And I'll be honest, I'm sorry, Camp Wilder stands, of which I'm sure there are dozens of you. I don't know anything about Camp Wilder. This was just, showed up on YouTube, and okay. I believed that it was a show. I could also happily live in a world where Camp Wilder was like one of those fan-made edits to a show that never actually existed. Right. And all of these clips, all of everything from the show is from something else. I can't promise you. Hilary Swank is in it somehow. Okay. She's labeled as friend.
And then there's other friend. Each of the friend. Each of the characters coming in here have a tag, a class, if you will, a role to play.
OK. Yes. They're Dungeons and Dragons class in Camp Wilder.
There's some surfing, apparently. That has nothing to do with the rest of it. I'm not even convinced it's actually part of the opening. It may be a commercial right before the beginning, and they just mistimed the audio. I don't know.
It's very possible. I think the surfing is from this. So this is a opening theme to a like mid-90s to early 2000s. I'm going to guess a sitcom. I'm going to guess that.
An
probably set in
sitcom.
L.A., maybe. Maybe it's set in Los Angeles with all of the surfing and like the surf music. And you do kind of see some palm trees, don't you? Some palm trees.
Okay, we got a sister. We got a brother. We got a friend. And then they got
Jay
like a
Moore.
Guy.
Jay Moore? Jay Marr? Do I know Jay Marr? Do I know Jay Marr from something?
You know, that name sounds familiar, but it's my lack of ability to remember where like stars are from in other places is coming back to haunt me right now.
Okay.
Oh, we got a daughter. They're swinging around. They come, but they all come together in black and white in the end, which is a very, that's a very 90s move. We loved that shit in the 90s. Nothing tied a scene better than in the front cover box art. You have all your main characters in black and white looking up at a camera.
Can I make, John, can I make sort of a sociological sort of thought about like why we liked black and white in the 90s so much?
Go for it.
Am I allowed to sort of like freewheel some guessing about why certain things were popular in the 90s? I think the 90s were when, at least like the early 90s, maybe late 80s, possibly late 80s, were when the first videos, like black and white videos, and I don't mean the first videos made during that time period, I mean the first videos or movies ever, got into the public domain. And so when that happened, people suddenly had like this archive of like video that they could put in as like filler, and they didn't have to pay anything for it, and it crops up like in a lot true. Of 90s yeah. stuff, because it's like suddenly not every piece of content that you put in your film or whatever has to be produced by you. Suddenly you can just find something from like 1917 or fucking whenever, when people were jumping out of their seats at the theater because they thought a train was going to run them over.
Right.
and like throw that in. And so unintentionally, my hypothesis here is that was like, I mean, a person that would use that video is definitely a person that maybe is like, doesn't have like a ton of money to spend on their video project. And so they maybe they're like kind of cool, they're kind of edgy, kind of indie, because you're finding new ways to use this old footage to fill up runtime of whatever it is that you're doing. And then that became associated, like black and white kind of temporarily became associated with being like a cool indie young guy, or, you know, whoever was making these films. And then it kind of leaked its way into like actual moneyed pop culture. That's my okay. hypothesis. I'm not just coming up with that. That's been a thing that's like kicked around in my mind a little bit over the course of like doing Video Death Loop and watching a lot of these old videos. I feel like it's internally consistent.
I mean, I'm not. I think you're in the right ballpark a little bit, because like, I mean, this was still turn time, like. Like, you know, camera's always been expensive too, but like you see like Clerks being filmed in black and white because if I recall correctly, it was like that's what they could afford for that.
For sure. Yeah.
Like but it's also, yeah, there's something to be said about that. We saw a lot of that, especially in like Nickelodeon or like children's shows and stuff where you do like you see like little clips of stock footage or what we like or public domain footage and just brought in there. Muppet Babies, for example, did a little bit of that.
Oh yeah, Muppet Babies fucking loved filling up that runtime with like black and white films, and also any other piece of cinema that Jim Henson could use without paying anyone. Notably Star Wars, because presumably George Lucas just let him do that. I feel like I saw a good chunk of Star Wars on Muppet Babies, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, there was between like clips and also like the Muppets also interact, like using stuff from that. I'm sure. I am absolutely certain of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like Jim Henson, he worked on those. He worked on Star Wars. So I think he's like, hey, George, can I like use a scene from Star Wars on Muppet Babies? He's like, yeah, fucking who cares? It's like the early 90s. No one cares about Star Wars anymore, temporarily. We all sort of forget that they're for, you know, post-Return of the Jedi, pre the Phantom Menace, that Star Wars was kind of a dorky thing that no one actually liked. Don't we? When we were all presumably watching Camp Wilder, we all liked Camp Wilder at the time.
Oh, 100%. Watching every episode every day, and then when I ran out of episode, just start back from the beginning. Just
back on episode one of Camp Wilder.
Hillary Swank.
Do you remember this at anything, like any part of this, John?
No. I do not know anything
about Camp Wilder. I'd love for us to maybe take some guesses about Camp Wilder and to do our infamous binging it and seeing how much of it we could actually guess. Based on like the star power, based on what we could, you know, tell from this, like, you know, pretty low information opening, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this as like it's just a ragtag group of people, and they're surf music. And they're dancing, and why? Like, it could be a camp. Is it a camp? I feel like it's a fake camp.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, there's a house at the very beginning. I feel like it's a. Here's what I'm guessing. Okay, everyone is labeled like brother or sister or friend.
Yeah,
except for Jay Moore, who's also labeled as mutant for some reason.
True. I don't believe Camp Wilder about a lot of things in this intro, but the mutant. Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll take their word for it.
All right, let me make a guess. This was not the sitcom that I. I don't think this is it. I don't think this is the sitcom I remember. It might be, but I do remember a sitcom where the conceit of it was. It was like a bunch of, like, teens, and then there's like a bunch of kids, right? Like. Teens on down, but like a bunch of them.
Okay.
And their parents died. And then the teens didn't want to like get adopted all out. So they pretended that they were 18 or adults. So they didn't all get split up and adopted because this was apparently the worst thing that could possibly happen. So the sitcom made it assume that like, this was a better life for them to pretend that their parents were like still alive or something. And then all of these children lived in a house together. And I get maybe that's the vibe with Camp Wilder too, right? Like you've got the first lady presented is named Sister and she looks kind of mom-ish, doesn't she? So like maybe she's an older sister that's taking care of all of her teen siblings or something. And so like the thought process, I think if I could sort of emulate like a 90s era TV executive is like, what if everybody was hot in a show? How would we do that? What if everybody like, what if we got like a, you
no
know,
ugly people, hold on.
No ugly,
tell me
what
more.
If everyone, what if everyone was like, you know, good looking. And it was just a bunch of young people, and it was a family, but there was no old people in it. You get it? You get it? And he's like, yeah. And he snorts a rail of coke. And he's like, this is fucking gonna happen.
Let's make it happen. I want to see good looking people on my TV.
Yeah, nobody but good looking folks. But they're a family. But they're a family somehow. We got to kill off all the old people. Teen Angel style. Feed him an old burger.
The majority of sitcoms always seem to end up like they're a family or they become a family in some way or like in and all that. And this is kind of tying into it. I could see that. But the idea of the kids, like, I was like, oh, we don't want to be adopted. Let's.
Okay, I don't think that was Camp Wilder, okay?
Okay, but I thought you were saying so.
No, it does make me think maybe that was like, what if it's got a similar conceit, right? That, like, it's all like, you know, hot young actors and actresses, right? But they're all pretending to be a family.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say the original, like what you like brought up before, I was thinking like that sounds like a Disney afternoon movie plot a little bit, but this is not quite there on that. It would be on the other, like the non-Disney kids network.
This, like, I don't know where this show would have been on, John, Like, it looks like something that would have
Give
been
me a year.
On a year.
I yeah, what year do you think this show is? Yeah, I need to know. I need to know because
okay, what it could one be- thing that bothers me is that Margaret, I don't know, the other friend, she's got this very Blossom vibe, right? Like, she, you remember the show Blossom, and it was always about like she had this big hat with a big flower on it. When she appears, it's like you're just about ready for it to be like, it's fucking Blossom. She's on this show too.
But it just shows up in text like fucking Blossom.
Yeah, it's fucking Blossom. Down at the bottom. And it also says she's on this one too, fellas.
Just asterisk right beside it.
Yep. See the way that she, look at that. It's like such a Blossom vibe, isn't it? Margaret Landrick, you're just really fucking stealing Blossom's.
That's a Blossom hat.
Only Blossom is allowed to wear that hat.
Yeah, I never watched Blossom, and I know that's a Blossom hat.
So, would they have been ballsy enough to have like a Blossom alike on their show if Blossom was in active development? I'm going to say no. I'm going to think this is like, this feels like it's the safest fucking thing, right? So I feel like it's a year or two after Blossom goes off the air, which I know that's not an answer. I know it's not an answer to say a year or two after Blossom goes off the air. I'm going to say 1997.
Oh, damn. Okay. And I was like, I'm like, even with the knowledge of Blossom, I don't remember when Blossom aired on there. So I'm just like,
I think it's early to mid 90s, maybe.
Okay.
Early to mid 90s is a Blossom. There's just a pretty decent amount of control over like the text, right? Like, we've got this text that feels like it's digitally generated. You know, it just feels like it's from the MMX era of computing to me.
It does. The font for all the different archetypes that these people are is definitely the Salsa Fiesta font from Windows, it feels like. It's the font that your substitute teacher at school loves for Taco Tuesday.
It's on all of the Xeroxes. It's like, to these math problems, like no font that you choose is going to make this math problem any more fun.
No, it actually makes it worse because you're trying to decipher the same font.
I feel like print had, they'd had the ability to do this in print for a couple of years. I don't know, man. The more I look at this, God, I said 2001 earlier, and it just feels too late.
But that's the problem,
But it's the same time, like, the digital editing in this is actually pretty slick. We've also got to look at, like, Hillary Swank is in this, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is the biggest name I know. I don't know, maybe some of these other people had a career afterward. Maybe Jerry O'Connell went on to be President Barack Obama. Like, I don't fucking know. But I feel like Hillary Swank is the biggest name in this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure on that.
And so it's got to be before when was her like golden era? Was it the next Karate Kid? Was that it? Or would, do you think she could do the next Karate Kid and then still end up on Camp Wilder afterward? She fucking sure was the next Karate Kid.
Oh, shit. That was like before we had the next Karate Kid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No. That you're talking about the reboot. Like, this was the coda to the Karate Kid movies, where they're like, what if Mr. Miyagi got Hillary Swank as a student?
And then they just did nothing after that.
Yeah, and then I don't know. It's like clearly before, I don't know, Million Dollar Baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before Boys Don't Cry, pre-Boys Don't Cry, Hillary Swank.
You said the word timeless for this, but I think it just, it's that so 90s generic that it could just be from any freaking year in the 90s up to 2000, 2001. That it's just like, yes. I could see the show at any, like, you put it in a slot. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense. You could say any year, and I'd be like, yeah, sure. That, okay. On there.
I've got to push back 97. I don't think this digital editing happens in 97. I think this is... I want to say 2000. I'm going to say 2000.
Oh,
I'm going to say
okay.
It's
okay.
2000. Camp Wilder is 2000.
I'm going to go the opposite there. I think this is...
You think it's earlier?
I think it's earlier. I'm going to say 95. Actually,
okay. Holy shit. That is a lot. That's a lot different answer.
They look excited. They look, it looks like there's a little bit of that, like, you know, there's that little stop motion that it does. It's not exactly, and I don't know if it's just because how we're watching it, but it's just like, it has that night, the pop culture lack of frames, if you will, because there's like every other frame as they come in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's what's called onion skinning or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, that's very much like a digital editing.
I know.
Like, it's just, it just is, I just don't think this, I think there's like a cutoff that this opening could get made. And I feel like if there's anyone that could guess this year, it would be us. I just feel like we've watched every fucking opening to every like 90s era television show. And I think we're circling it is what's happening. I think we're circling it. I don't honestly think it's 2000. It feels wrong, but there's just a part of me that just can't believe that there would be this slick of an opening earlier. I could see, you said 90, you know, my first guess was 97 and you said 95.
Yes.
And then I said 2000 and it's like that 97, 98 time frame is it's just right in the center of those guesses, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you said 90, like, if I have no reason to believe 95 over a potential 98 answer from you. Like, that also makes sense to me. That's how generic this is.
That's what I'm saying. It's so hard to tell. In my heart of hearts, I truly believe 95 is just a number of years too early for this to have existed. Okay, so we're gonna get, you're guessing 95. I'm adjusting it. My final guess, I will not say it again, is 1998. That is my true final guess. It is 1998. Based on how sure you are that it's earlier than I'm thinking, I'm letting you pull me back a little bit. Okay. So we think it's 1998. I would like to continue this. How many seasons does this Camp Wilder get, John?
Oh, this is like a one season show.
One season show. My gut is also Camp Wilder is one fucking season. I feel like it's maybe like a mid season drop, right?
Half a season. we were like maybe it was on CBS or ABC or something. It was like, we forgot we had this as a show. We got Presser Lux reruns to run instead. So I think we're going to do that. Sorry, guys.
Really? You think it? This almost feels like my gut. I mean, when you first see it, to me, it's Disney Channel. It's got every single part of that early 2000s Disney Channel vibe. But it's not, though. Like, I don't think it's Disney Channel.
I think it's ABC, honestly. I think it's
ABC. It's like, but I don't know what kind of time slot this goes in. It feels very youth focused.
But maybe,
I mean,
like,
is it like a TGIF sort of thing?
Maybe before or after.
It's like a late 90s TGIF, huh? What did you say?
Does it come before or after Teen Angel? in the if
yeah, is it did this ABC. Show come on like right fucking after Teen Angel?
Yeah, we're somehow that's what like I wanna
mining
know.
mining some rich deep vein of shit that neither of us have any idea about. Yeah, I feel like it's an ABC show. So we're guessing 98 ABC one season. Is that what we're saying? Well, I mean, I'm saying 98. No, let's come together. I want you make me a strong argument. I want us to agree on the year. I don't want to win or lose without you, John. I want to win or lose with you. This is a team. Neither of us are like sporty people, are we? All we have is watching the opening to old fucking 90s Y2K era TV shows. This is all we have.
It's true.
Okay, so like this is a team. I don't want to. Make me the case for 95.
Okay, I feel like especially in the mid 90s, there was a strong uptick of surf music that kind of dwindled down in the late era, like Man or Astro Man type stuff. You know, like we're kind of built up in there. 94, 95 was that kind of pinnacle of that. So
sure.
This seems like a time. It's like, you know what. Surf music, nostalgic, right? Let's put a little bit of that in our Camp Wilder opening. We'll have a guy surfing at the beginning of it. Does it evolve in the show? Who knows? It's a guy surfing that represents and the foundation of our opening, which is surf music. That's why I'm saying 95.
Okay. That's a good argument. My argument back at you, John, is that network sitcoms were never right on the front of any sort of like cultural trend. So when you say like, yeah, there was a big like surf music revival. Yeah, like absolutely. For sure. I agree with you. But I think that is, well, it's not really, I'm not agreeing with you. That's just a fact.
Thank you for agreeing with my fact.
With a fact, yes. Listen, I think in 2025, it's pretty great that someone could say a fact and be like, yeah, I agree with that fact.
It's like, no, shut the fuck up. Certain music is lies.
It's honestly where we need to be. We just need to be agreeing with facts.
Air is good. Oh, shit.
The context, I think, is that in 95... I think that might have been still just a little bit too much on the fringe for someone to have felt that comfortable putting it as an opening, like theme song to their like incredibly safe, incredibly white theme song. Like, there is no one like Hillary Swank is like the least white person in this, and that's fucking saying something.
This show does fill out a single home census report. It just puts white for everybody.
It's got a big Sharpie for white.
You raise a good point on here.
It's the safe. So that would be my counter argument to like the surf music giving us like a time. I need you to tell me that there's a similar level of like digital animation showing up in like TV show openings that looks this crisp and this thought out. I need that case made for 1995.
It makes me think of like those the Nickelodeon action now shorts, like with like the that was claymation or like stop motion in a lot of that, but the same type of thing that right. existed then, and that existed before then.
Is maybe your argument that this is actually not digital editing for the most part, that it's like a traditional like animation, like green screen filmmaking kind of thing, where it's like this is actually a traditional animation that they've overlaid these images on top of?
I think there's some credit to that.
Okay.
I think because like we had, well, you know, we had more blue screens than green screens then, but yeah, like, you know, like that could be potentially done, and then like you just go, yeah, just get in front of the camera. We'll put a black, make it black and white, and kind of bring it on there. So I'm still like, I'm willing to go up, but I don't know. Like you said, 98, right?
98, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you can get to 98 with me?
It's too high. I don't think it's too high. I'm willing to go up to like 96, 97.
96, are you willing 97. To work with me? I'm willing to, because some of your arguments are like landing with me, to be honest. Some
think
of your arguments are landing with me.
98, we were beyond like the what was cool to be edgy, and everyone was trying to be real edgy, and we're approaching that Matrix era a little bit late after that, so...
Yes.
So with like there's no time for fun and dancing and surf music at that point. It's all done.
So it would
it's
be
a
it would we're talking 96? 96? Can you live with 96?
I can live with 96. I'm willing to
What if we're so far fucking off it's not even funny? What if this is like 2003? What if we've spent like fucking 20 minutes of these good people's time trying to like decide between 1995 and 1998 and we're just so fucking off, and all of the like Camp Wilder fans are out there. It's like, you ignorant sons of bitches.
To the person
what
out
are you
there
even
listening
doing?
To the person out there listening to this episode in their car and screaming at us to look it up or Bing it or whatever.
We're
no,
going to. We're going to eventually.
We'll do that, but we have to decide on this.
We
now.
Have to know. Okay. All right. So we have to have our opinion. 90s. The thing here's the thing is, the more I think about it, 96 seems too early. But I'm like 97 almost seems too late now. Like, there's like no perfect. It's not. I'm just gonna say 96. I would go Price is Right rules.
All right.
We're
all
going
right.
close without going over.
I'm going up with you. 96 right. It is.
96. 96. ABC one yeah. season.
Matt. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm 100% on all of those. I'm willing to bet mid season drop off. Also,
I will say it gets a whole season.
Okay. All right.
I will say it's an easy enough ask. I think to put like a whole season of this horse shit on TV, like in 96. I think. All right. So I swear to God, none of us have any idea what this is.
I'm tapping. By the way,
you're tapping?
I didn't know the answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wait. Like, so we can find out the answer.
All right. Well, I will. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your service, John, for tapping. All right. Let me go to Bing.com.
Yes. I'm watching Aaron load up Bing.
Okay. Camp Wilder. I don't know. Wiki? Wikipedia, maybe?
Camp
Wilder, Wikipedia.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Holy shit.
What
was 1992?
What the fuck?
Although, John, it is an ABC sitcom that ran for a single fucking season. So we got that right. We got 2 out of 3 is a win. That's a win. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a win. We're getting into our safety college if this was our ACT. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Or our SAT, whatever. Yeah. Holy shit. 92? 92,
man, like they had that early TGIF money then. That's why it looked as good as it did.
And
they
it was TGIF. Holy shit. Canceled after 19 episodes due to low ratings. A 20th episode was produced but was never aired in the United States.
Oh shit, there's a secret
what
European
dark
Camp
secrets
Wilder
that were revealed in the 20th episode of Camp Wilder.
One of them was murdered.
I mean, I feel pretty good that we got that it was ABC in one season. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
God, 92, and it's not bad. Yeah. It's like, yes, the premise centered on a young woman who opens up her home to the friends of her younger siblings who sought it as a judgment-free hangout and who regularly went to her for advice. So there you go. It's not entirely unlike what we expected, is it?
Okay. No, that does fit into the also the ABC motif of a family comes together in some way, like the family you make.
Oh, look, synopsis. Ricky Wilder is a 28-year-old nurse and single mother raising her family in her childhood home after her parents' deaths. So it was pretty fucking similar to what I was talking about with like teen. Ricky's only actual child was her 6-year-old daughter, Sophie, but she was also the principal guardian to her teenage sibling, 16-year-old Brody and 13-year-old Melissa.
Okay, so no pretending to be pretending to have adopted parents or anything like that.
No, no, it's just their sister is raising them because she's older.
Okay, all right.
Well, Camp Wilder. I don't know. I would necessarily recommend watching it, but I bet it's all on like Daily Motion somewhere.
Yeah, but live leak somehow.
Yeah, live leak. You have to watch a man die between every episode of Camp Wilder live leak.
It's their version of ads.
Yep.
It's like you get live you think getting live leak premium is would take that away. No, you just get more.
More dead dudes.
It's distressing as hell.
Why does this guy eat chicken nuggets till he dies? Why is this video 30 years long?
Why is it 30 minutes long? I'm trying to watch a Pokemon clip.
Please. It's the one where James wears a bikini. It got censored in the United States.
Never came out over here, so...
man. John, thank you. Thank you for your co-hosting as we watched the Camp Wilder and completely unbelievable 1992 era television show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for showing us the second ABC sitcom for the year. That's on like whether we intended to or not on that. It's like we are building up a little ABC TGIF lineup now.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. It was... I will say we almost did this instead of watching Teen Angel. And then I was like, we'll just watch this next time I host. Like, cause I chose Teen Angel cause it seemed incredibly weird.
Right.
And so maybe that's why I was thinking that maybe they were, but Teen Angel was significantly after 1992, right? Turns out all of history happened in 1992.
Yeah, it just turns out.
No, Teen Angel was 97. Teen Angel looks like such fucking garbage compared.
It does. It looks so bad compared. Show. Like I think that's exactly what it is. Like TGIF was still like fresh off the hook, and they still had like 89 when TGIF began, 1990. It was that early time where they had like, yeah, we'll put all your money, like we all of ABC behind it. Sure, why not? Family matters.
Yeah.
So they had a little bit of that extra money and they went to making Surf's Up, the generic opera.
Why not? Well, thanks TJF for letting us mine you for content even more than we already have. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being our audience. Thank you for coming across your Bluetooth earbuds that you're required to have now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even get to see Fandango beat up a guy for them. You just have to buy them yourself.
Yeah. I think we should have that option, honestly. Like if you have to go buy like a new pair of earbuds, like would you like $5 off the discount if you have to watch like a jobber match? It's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, should absolutely. Be. Right here in the Target. Yeah, right here at the Target.
Absolutely. How
are you going to get Fandango here? Dude, he works in the lamp section. He's over there right now. It's Fandango. What did you think he was doing?
He was shopkeeper
not
of the
working
month
at your local
street.
Target.
It's every local Target, actually.
He is in every local Target. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you listen to us on. Throw us a rating, a high rating, a real high rating. The highest you can rate us, please.
Yeah, all the way up.
Send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. Take care of yourselves out there, folks. and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.